It's strawberry season in central New York, and one strawberry patch in Chittenango lets you pick fresh fruit while helping veterans. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the patch at Clear Path for Veterans works both as a fundraiser and an opportunity for vets to get closer to nature.
The two-acre patch on Salt Springs Road in Chittenango looks like any other, with juicy red fruit hanging off over 19,000 strawberry plants. Greeting pickers is Andrew Miller.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good morning.
It's what can I do for you? Just here to pick?
Yeah.
Great.
And the fruit is looking good this spring, says Adam Ormsby of Manlius.
Oh, they're awesome. Now look at them. I mean, you can't beat the freshness, and they taste totally amazing compared to what we get at the store.
Miller's the Agriculture and Culinary Program Director at Clear Path for Veterans, a nonprofit group that offers veterans and their families a place that's supportive as veterans integrate back into society. The strawberries are the fruit of the first agriculture workshop at the center. While the UPIC strawberries brings in a small income, they also provide
something for veterans to come out and do, whether they want to participate and learn about agriculture or just go outside and enjoy something nice and relaxing.
For Miller, the agriculture program means learning something brand new after spending 6 years in the Army.
I started out in the Army as a field artillery officer, so I blew stuff up, and then I switched into military intelligence, spent a lot of time behind a desk, and none of those are really like this in any particular way. So I'm glad for those experiences, and it's certainly taught me a lot about getting things done.
Being outside in the peaceful setting Clear Path offers, with gentle breezes and views of Oneida Lake, has helped him, along with his dog, Spunky.
If you're having a tough day, if you're having a bad time, or you're having some rough thoughts about things that you don't like to think about very often, this is a great place to have that happen, to have a bad day. And everybody's very forgiving and very understanding of the fact that a lot of vets go through those sort of things.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.